time for the power of God's Word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. Last week we looked at a passage that I would like to revisit again today. That was Psalms chapter 145 verse 8, which reads, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy." I wanted to take this week to look at the meaning of this verse because I think that while the application seems obvious, I also think people sometimes forget. In other words, we forget sometimes that our God is very gracious, compassionate, slow to anger, and very great in mercy. Now, there are some people who know this very well and try to abuse this fact, and to those we discuss at a later date. But today I'm talking about those on the flip side, who constantly feel like such a letdown to God that they continually worry He's out to get them. Now, it's hard to say why some people feel this way about God. It could be they never really studied the scripture in its entirety, as we discussed last week. Could be their upbringing and or troubled relationships with their dad or both parents. Could be low self-esteem, stemming from a number of reasons. Could be a lot of things. But whatever the case may be, the fact remains the same. That being, God is not sitting on His throne waiting for the next opportunity to throw a lightning bolt at you. If He was out to get you, He would get you. As I've said in previous weeks, it is true we are deserving of judgment because of our continual crimes against God. But you see, it's the very fact that God is so merciful and so slow to anger that we are not wiped out for every little sin. For the Christian, we must remember Christ's work on the cross. While it doesn't give us a green light to do whatever we want, it does give us forgiveness for the sins we've committed and struggle with when true repentance is involved. But even for the non-Christians, God is still slow to anger and compassionate. Scripture tells us that His desire is that none should perish, and thus by His mercy and patience, people are given an opportunity to find God's salvation plan through Jesus Christ. So here's the thing. For those of you who are believers but are constantly living a life wondering when God is going to strike you down, stop and think. What kind of being are you making God out to be? Is that the kind of God you really serve? Is that the God of the Bible which states is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy? He loves you with more love than you and I could ever comprehend. He loved enough to die a sinner's death for you and I, though He was sinless. Take comfort in that. It should bring you joy, not grief. So I say to you, run into His merciful, compassionate arms and freely receive the love and peace He offers you today. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave, signing out.